Holly joins us tonight. Holly, welcome back to Lindell TV. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Brannon.
Holly, remind our audience the organization that you're with, please.
I am with Health Freedom Uncensored, and today I just went independently to a Senate hearing in Wisconsin.
Okay, and we've been texting today, and here are the links, you say, to the vaccine-related bills in Wisconsin that will be voted on in the Senate and Assembly regarding natural immunity and discrimination based on vaccine status. Can you tell me about those?
Yeah, so basically, the one that was most important that was discussed today before the Senate Committee on Health would be the Senate Bill 336.
Okay.
And yes, that one is an anti-discrimination bill that would pertain to people who are already facing discrimination based on their vaccination status. There's already anti-discrimination legislation that includes protected classes, and this would just add amendments to existing legislation that would include this as a new protected class.
So this is a good bill. Is that what you're telling me?
I am, yes.
Okay, so we can show the screenshot here. As you guys can see, Wisconsin legislature schedule of committee activities, and it talks about this bill. I guess I'm on the right page. You can see that today, Wednesday, January 12th. Okay. All right. So you're saying, what is the specific bill number? If people in Wisconsin, I know we have a lot of listeners in Wisconsin. If people in Wisconsin wanted to get by and see this bill passed, what is the bill number?
It's Senate Bill 336, and okay. You can find that on docs.legis.wisconsin.gov. And you can search right in the text bar above the assembly bill or the Senate bill in this case.
Okay, I get a lot of emails and texts where people get mad at me because people give out information, they can't get it. So let's do that real quick again. Not your fault. Sure. It's just people want to take this down. We're glad they do. They want to get involved. Give us the bill number again and where they can find more information for if they're listening in Wisconsin. And they can maybe use this as a template for their legislatures in other states, correct, Holly?
Yes, that's kind of what I was thinking today, too, as we were listening to all the testimony and the legislators who had either authored the bill or co-sponsored it. I think that is what we're looking at here, is this is a potential bill that will be replicated in other states, and it would be so wonderful because, honestly, I try to keep track of what's going on in other states and in their legislature, and I haven't seen anything this comprehensive and all-encompassing like
who,
we are with.
Who's sponsoring it, by the way? Who's sponsoring it in the Senate?
Felskowski, I believe, and let's see. It's Felskowski and Senator Jacques. Actually, that's who it is. Sorry. Senator Jacques, Moses, Thiesvelt, Allen, Armstrong, Brooks, a lot of people who are generally, you'll find their names attached to good vaccine-related legislation.
Okay, give us the bill number again. Is it SB 336?
SB 336, and mm-hmm. Do you want that site again?
Yes, please.
So docs, D-O-C-S dot legis, L-E-G-I-S dot Wisconsin dot gov.
Okay. And then just put in there Senate Bill 336, folks, and that should pop up. You should be able to find it. Okay, so you then said click on the Senate Committee of the Bill Public Hearing, January 12th. Here's the bill. Here's the text. Okay, so basically, if I get this right, Holly, the bill is to stop people who don't want this so-called vaccine from being discriminated against. Is that correct?
Correct.
So what does
and
that mean?
It covers a lot of different things. Let's see. It says here, in order to determine whether there is any arbitrary discrimination on the basis of race, religion, national origin, sex, marital status, sexual orientation, or vaccination status. Also, for people who are trying to adopt children, people who are going to universities, hospitals, there's just so many different things. Employment. Entering public spaces. Just there's so many different areas that this really covers.
So this bill is basically saying if someone doesn't want to be vaccinated, you cannot discriminate against them and keep them from coming into buildings, going to a school, adopting children. I mean, this is pretty remarkable. Is this being done in any other state that you know of, Holly? This bill, this kind of legislation being written?
Not that I am aware of, I can't say for certain, but I really think that this is groundbreaking legislation, assuming it gets through. It gets through assembly and the Senate, no problem. But unfortunately, once it hits our governor's desk, Governor Evers has a tendency to veto anything related to vaccine and medical freedom.
Okay, so if it doesn't succeed in Wisconsin, and we pray that it does, at least people can go to the Senate legislation or the legislature website there in Wisconsin, and we've given that to you, and they can look up Senate Bill SB 336, Senate Bill SB 336, and use that as basically a guide for other states to pick this up. So again, go to docs, D-O-C-S dot L-E-G-I-S, so docs, D-O-C-S dot L-E-G-I-S dot Wisconsin dot gov. Type in the Senate Bill 336 and maybe send this to some of your state legislatures in your states to use this as a template piece of legislation that again is calling for not discriminating against those that choose not to be vaxxed. So this would basically be the antithesis of a COVID passport, right?
Right. Yes. And that was something that was mentioned many times today, too, is we are really trying to do whatever we can to avoid a COVID passport. And there's already businesses. So I don't live in Madison, Wisconsin. However, when I go into downtown to go to the Capitol to testify at these public hearings, you already see businesses that say requiring proof of COVID-19 vaccine and masking and a negative COVID test right there on the square in Madison.
Wow. All right. Well, I think this is a great public service from coast to coast because, again, you're pointing people to a bill that's already been written. They can grab it, share it with their member of their legislature in their state, and use this as a template to try to stop these COVID passports in other states. Holly, I wish we had more time. We had a longer extended interview tonight with General Flynn and put us off a little off schedule. But you're always welcome back. If you need to come back, you just let me know, will you?
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having me again, Brandon.
Thank you, Holly. Appreciate all you're doing. Oh, by
Yes,
the way,
God
Holly,
bless.
do you have a website, Holly? Do you have a website?
Yes, we do. Healthfreedomuncensored.com.
Okay.
And I'm paired up with two molecular biologists and a pharmacist. And we've just been going all over the southern half of Wisconsin, holding what's been famously known now as the shot meetings. And they're just town halls for people to get together. We share some science, some resources, calls to action, and then give people an opportunity to voice their concerns to us and others in their
Would any
community.
of them like to come on here as a guest?
Absolutely. I really think that you would really appreciate our molecular biologists, both devout Christians, and Mary actually trained the FBI when and how to use PCR testing. So she's a very valuable asset to our group, and they're all just a wealth of
Could
knowledge.
you help me set that up for maybe later this week, if not next week?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll watch for your text. Healthfreedomuncensored.com, right?
Correct.
Healthfreedomuncensored.com. Health. We don't have it under her name. We should have gotten it in advance, so that's why I'm promoting it a couple more times here. Healthfreedomuncensored.com. It's a great resource for you guys. I hope you'll check it out. Thank you, Holly. I'll watch for your text to get the molecular biologist on our show.
Absolutely. God bless you guys.
Thank you, Holly. Holly checking in from healthfreedomuncensored.com.